One of the great American plays has been revived on Broadway with a great American cast. The Front Page, the 1928 Ben Hecht and Charles MacArthur play set in the press room of Chicago's Criminal Courts building on the night before a hanging, is back in all of its profane and swaggering glory. It stars Nathan Lane as the crusty editor, John Goodman as the blustery sheriff, Holland Taylor as the fusty mother-in-law-to-be, and as Hildy Johnson, the ink and gin-stained wretch in his last days on the beat, or so he thinks, is John Slattery, the actor and director, so familiar from Mad Men and Spotlight. John Slattery joins us in our studios. Thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I often ask people, why did you want to take this role? But having seen the play...
Who wouldn't?
That's right.
I mean, it's the fantastic part in a fantastic play.
Yeah. So you've known the play for a number of years?
Yeah. I was a movie nut when I was a kid, and I think I saw His Girl Friday when I was in high school, probably. Yeah. Which remains kind of my favorite, well, film version of
this
of,
is the Rosalind Russell,
Cary Grant. Rosalind Hildy is played by Rosalind Russell, and she and Walter Burns are divorced, and she's coming back to tell him that she's getting married to someone else. So yeah, I was familiar with it.
Any worry that some of the humor and other references might be offensive these days?
Yeah, if it's offensive, it's meant to be offensive. I think there are a lot of parallels to what's happening today. I mean, as you said, it takes place on the eve of an execution, and the man being executed was shot for killing a black police officer, a white man.
And the mayor and the sheriff.
And the mayor and everybody's in collusion and trying to hang this man on the eve of an election so that they get the black vote in Chicago. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lot of relevant topics going on in the play.
Does it help an audience understand what I have no problem in referring to as the absolutely appalling sense of humor in the news business?
I think it does.
Yeah.
I think it does. I mean, there were 7 daily newspapers in Chicago in 1928, and you had to scrap and fabricate and pull a lot of threads to put together a story, an original take on what was going on. And that's reflected in this play.
Even if you had to make it up
out of whole cloth,
Is it a reunion of some talents? You obviously you've were with Robert Morris on Mad Men. You and Nathan Lane were on stage together, and what was it, Laughter on the 24th Floor?
And that was in '93, I think, and in '89 in Terrence McNally's The Lisbon Traviata was my first job in New York. Mm-hmm. So yes, a reunion for Nathan and I, and I know he's worked with John Goodman, and I did a radio play with John. I've known a lot of these actors for a long time. Some of them, it's my first time. But yeah, Nathan and I go back a ways, and it's great to great to work with him.
There's a moment in the performance I saw. Hildy Johnson, of course, is leaving the newspaper business to get married and go into his wife-to-be's her father's advertising business. You deliver that line, everybody laughs for the obvious reason. Thinking of Mad Men. An industry question, though. When you come off such a fabled project as Mad Men, are there a lot of people trying to get you to do the same thing all over again, one way or the other?
Yeah. I mean, one way or another. But show business is like that. If you have some success playing a certain part, the next 5 things you're offered are parts of a similar nature. I mean, I've done a lot of period things, I guess. But this is, you know, I actually bumped into Nathan last New Year's Eve and asked him what he was doing, and he said he was doing this play. And I had just read it because someone had told me this would be a good idea. You should check this play out. And I, you know, it stuck with me. It's just such a great play. And I said, I should play that other guy, not remembering Hildy's name. And surprisingly, I got a call about a month later asking me to do it.
John Slattery. The Front Page opens on Broadway October 20th. Thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.